Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. Dean, for your Friday.
And coming up, we're going to be talking cruising. I've just come back from a cruise this past weekend, which was really lovely.
We're talking
and
Rach, on a boat. Yeah,
we're talking about. We're
like
not.
You
we're
do
talking
cruising
on a boat
every week.
We're not talking
the
about
other type.
The film that Al Pacino is in. Nor are we talking about what some people do when two men love each other in a park. We're not talking about that either. We're talking about getting on a boat and sailing away. But you've never cruised before. You've
never
traveled
have.
This way.
No, but I'd love to know. Where's the ultimate place to cruise? And I want people to message in.
Okay. The way you've put that question, I feel like people are going to start messaging in, like this park or this place here.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat.
If you could cruise anywhere in the world, where would you want to take a cruise to?
Yes.
As opposed to the ultimate place to cruise on an LGBT radio station. Some of the responses are a little different. Well, if you could cruise anywhere, Rach, where would you go?
The Mediterranean?
Well, yeah, this is where my brain thinks as well. But the thing about cruising is I've only ever done like round trips. Mm. So it's actually been more about the experience on the boat than necessarily where we get to. Or we've gone like we did this weekend. We stop at an island for the day and everyone goes out and gets in the sand and stuff. All really great.
I want to look at the things.
I like the idea, like you've just said, of actually getting to a destination and having the cruise be your start or end to it. So we're going to find out all about what cruising about. Adam Bold from Points of Difference Travel and Events is going to be joining us, but we want to know if you could cruise anywhere or if you have cruised anywhere and it was amazing, where would or did you go?
Yep, 0427 569 949,
or email onair@joy.org.au.
This is May Muller. I wrote a song. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean. Oh,
yeah. You're here with Rach and Dean for Joy Breakfast.
And as the weather warms up down under, cruising season kicks off. If you've never been on a cruise before, it might seem a little overwhelming. So there's so much to do and see, both on the ship and at your ports of call.
And joining us now to give us a cruising 101, we have experienced creator and travel designer. Oh, hello, title, Adam Bold. Adam, welcome to Joy Breakfast.
I thought you were going to call me an experienced cruiser.
Well, that too.
You know, that's a way to start. Now, as we were saying before we started this chat, Rach has never been on a cruise before. It's not something you've ever done, has it, Rach?
No. And I did get a little concerned when Dean said we're going to be talking about cruising. And I was like, is that not safe for hide and seek?
Hide and seek, yeah.
However, we are talking about boats, right?
Yeah, we're actually talking about ships.
Ships.
I must correct you.
Wait, what's the difference now? I don't even know. Before we even get into the 101, what's the difference between... ships.
There is a technical definition which escapes me right at the moment, but
okay,
basically...
Cool.
Is it size matters?
I think size does matter.
Now,
and it's very professional to say ship.
And now I've got the ship to shore theme.
What about yacht?
Running through my head.
Let's not even get into that.
So since Rach has never been on a cruise before, let's just break it down about cruising. Let's just break down how it all works for the virgin cruiser in the room.
Absolutely. Well, the nice thing, imagine you're in a luxury hotel. But I mean, that's where you start.
Mm.
And the beautiful thing is this hotel floats and it goes everywhere. So the beautiful thing about cruising is you unpack once and you're basically in a fantastic little cabin. It's got your own ensuite. So basically you check in as you would like with any sort of airport or travel. You go through security. Then you get onto the ship and you're welcomed and then head to your cabin where you drop off your bag, unpack once, and then you basically have this amazing floating hotel experience available to you. So everything is on board that you need. There's entertainment. Your meals are all there. There's bars galore, amazing collection of entertainers can be on board, and the experiences will differ depending if it's a small ship or a large ship. And there's something like 300 different ships in the tourism category alone,
which
is only 1% of the sort of traffic apparently.
I feel like a sailing a Sailing hotel is the perfect description. I would have had no idea how to describe this. Yeah.
Speaking of luxury hotels, I enjoy sleeping under the stars, so long as there's at least 4.5 of them. where do cruise ships fall in terms of, like, luxury stars-wise?
They go from P&O is a classic example, which do the Pride Cruises, which is a wonderful experience for our communities, but they are a 3-star product.
Yep.
But they go up to 5-star and 6-star and luxury. So Virgin Voyages coming into Australia with the Resilient Lady, that's a luxury ship that's coming through. We've got Celebrity Edge.
I also just like her name.
Oh, no, it's gorgeous.
I'm a Resilient Lady too. Does that mean I get a discount?
Absolutely, absolutely. But there's Silver Sea, Seabourn, Oceania, they're your higher end sort of 5-star, 6-star experiences.
I mean, what's your difference between the 3 and 5? So I did the Pride Cruise last year, so I understand what 3 is, and I've done like a 4. Was this past weekend with you and I going
it's
for
it's supposed to be a 4. But
okay, cool. It's getting there. But when you talk about 3 to 5, like the experience is still the same. Do you just get a little bit more?
Yeah, so imagine it's 3-ply toilet paper, not 1.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's little things
like
the
same sort of stuff you'd expect in a hotel.
Yeah.
Right?
So you get dressing gowns on the 5 stars. You get slippers. You could have your own concierge or butler for your cabin. The food can vary quite a lot as well. And then it's a matter of inclusion. So all of your meals are included, but then suddenly it's caviar or champagne's included and those things. And then it's the also onboard experiences. So you could have, if you're talking like polar expeditions, you could have someone come on board that's a geology expert for Antarctica or a National Geographic photographer. So you get access to that sort of category. And then you've got onboard experiences. So there may be a cooking lab set up.
I think one of the funny things is all the different activities you can do. There's so many different things that you can do and be a part of. Now
wonder people are living on
cruise ships. That's exactly right. Now. We have just been asking a couple of our listeners, if you could go cruising anywhere, where would you go?
Yeah, we got one through saying, I'd like to cruise up into the Northern Circle around Scandinavia to see the Northern Lights.
Mm. Which, while looking amazing, I didn't realise how cold that would be. I think it would be good to look at. But when I think cruising, I want a little bit warmer, a bit more warmth, please. Craig is messaging saying, I'm happy to cruise to the Mediterranean, but mostly for the men. Good one
Italian
for that, Craig.
Men,
yeah, Italian men specifically. Yep. Adam, you've cruised a lot in your career. Where is one of your favourite places to have cruised to?
Probably, I mean, the first cruises I did was out to the South Pacific, which was like very accessible, really nice to go, and you actually get to experience the islands. But one of the most interesting ones I did culturally was from Hong Kong to Shanghai. Oh. And we actually went via Korea and Japan.
Wow.
And going into China, just the customs issues and that sort of thing, things you know, like you can't have certain stamps from Taiwan in your passport. So strange things like that. But the cultural experiences, the difference of the Japanese culture versus the Chinese, all back to back. And again, you're on the one ship, but you're going through 3 or 4 different countries and having these different cultural experiences, because then you get to go off the ship and immerse yourself in the local community and the local experiences, you know, Great Wall of China, these sort of things you do as a day trip.
Yeah.
That's so weird to think that could be a day trip.
And again, you don't have to then pack your bag, go stay in town and then go back out.
Yeah, you could just stay on the boat.
Cruising can make some areas really accessible for people. Mm. And it does mean that you can try an area or sample a country or a culture and then go back there later.
Love. We're going to ask so many more questions right after this. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
Now, Adam, you organise gay group cruises. You're actually organising a gay group on a cruise next February. Is this something you've been doing for a while?
It has. It was actually hosting a group is what got me into travel 10 years ago.
Just randomly on a cruise?
Yeah, I got asked by another travel agent to look after a group of gay men for them on a cruise. He said, you can just look after this. Come on board with a clipboard, you'll be fine. And that brought me into cruising, because it was like, wow. I'd been on a cruise ship before, but this was the first time I'd hosted a group. And it's so much fun. You get to take a group of people, introduce them to each other, and basically guide them through an experience. So, Rach, as a first-time cruiser, having your own host on board can answer all of those little questions that you just don't know.
Yeah.
And can sort of facilitate what's going on and explain, well, that happens over here, or there's a show over here.
Yeah, I recommend doing this tonight because it's not going to be on tomorrow.
And this is what Dean loves.
Well,
at dinner. You can order three entrees.
Okay, this is the exciting thing. And this, yes, absolutely. It is really awesome. Like the menu is set up in a certain way, and there are certain, if you want additional meals, like you want the filet mignon or something, you've got to pay a little bit more, like $29. So it's all a part of the package that you're a part of. But the beauty of it is that you don't just have to order an entree. You can ask the entree as a main. Like they'll just make whatever you ask within it on the menu. So you can ask for the main to be an entree. You can have three main meals. It is so great because they're just like, yep, we're fine with it. We're just cooking it out, putting it there for you. There you go. Which means you can still cater your experience to a way that works for you. It is the weirdest thing and most wonderful thing to be able to do. Even on the cruise that we were doing this weekend, this past weekend, like I was just walking around, people were doing painting classes.
Love.
And then at 10 in the morning when I was walking to the spa to get my massage, there was like 90 people in the middle of the boat, like the entertainment area, doing aerobics.
Cute.
It was so awesome. It's a floating hotel, but with so many different activities to be a part of.
Adam, you said that it's a gay group. Is it specifically just men who are attracted to men that you take on these cruises?
Well, look, it's welcome. Everyone's welcome to join us. That's the bottom line. We obviously are trying to facilitate connection and community. So, you know, a group of gay men is going to be different from a group of lesbians. Mm-hmm. So there is that sort of interesting dynamic there. It's easy for me to deal with gay men being a gay man myself.
It's never as easy as you think for gay men.
But because also we're not the only gays in the village on the ship, you know, anyone's welcome to join us. But we will offer different things from time to time. I would love, you know, I'd love to get a lesbian on board or a woman on board to actually run a group that way, because we can have multiple groups on board. It's very easy for us to do that because we're dealing with the same itinerary and everything's the same. But then we get to sort of break off and do our own little things.
There is something special. I've been the host with you for some of these, and there is something special about bringing community onto these experiences and being with community as well, you know, within these spaces. And you not only get to meet new people, but honestly, it's something that I really enjoy. You know, you can meet new people, but you're with people who understand where you're coming from and what you're doing. Now, we're talking specifically about a cruise that you're going to be doing in February on Virgin Voyages Resilient Lady.
Tassie.
Island Fruits Cruise. We have something in our notes, and Rach and I, for the life of us, couldn't figure out how to frame this into a question.
Okay.
It sounds great.
It sounds great, but we didn't. We were like, it was in the talking points. We were like, how do we make this into a question? So we're just going to straight out ask.
What on earth is tattoos and shake for champagne?
Ah, okay, cool. So one of the
tattoos, and I will happily shake whatever if you give me champagne.
These are two great little highlights. So Virgin Voyages has come into the market. It's a bit of a disruptor. It's doing things differently. It's the Virgin brand. So simplistically, on the Resilient Lady and any of the Virgin ships, you can get a tattoo on board.
Hell yeah!
I love this.
The tattoo parlor is called Squid Ink.
Love, how appropriate.
So, and apparently what's interesting is the last sessions always book up first because people get the tattoo.
I assume
last
it's the same for the Botox situations.
Probably,
You book the last one so you don't have to ruin, you know, you can run around and be crazy and don't have to think about not touching your face.
This is the thing, there's a whole spa treatment thing we haven't gone into.
Yeah, well,
huge.
There's the services, when you say a floating hotel, the services that you can get on a boat are wide and varied. It's a lot of fun to experience.
But now the shake for champagne, this is a Virgin gimmick. It's really cool. So you have your onboard app that you order everything from. You book your meal sessions and stuff in it. But when you shake the app, a magic button appears and you press that, and they will deliver a bottle of champagne to you wherever you are on the ship. They will find you and deliver a bottle of champagne. You are paying for it.
You're paying for it.
I just want to say.
But I'm like, that alone like means I would just be shaking my phone constantly.
Yeah. When they actually did this, they did a little promotional campaign and they were showing people the app and they did that and sugared. Richard Branston did actually appear with a couple of glasses of champagne.
Could you imagine if you shake the app and Richard Branston appears? That would be pretty awesome. Now, when it comes to cruising, I wouldn't even know where to start with trying to book a cruise. Do you just book the room? Do you book the trip? How does it work?
Look, the easiest thing is call me and I can explain it all to you. That's the easiest way to do it. It depends on the cruise line. There's different ways to access it. Virgin Voyages is really easy. We've got a button on our website and that will take you straight to the page. What you basically do, though, is you're booking a cabin. There are things you need to decide, like where do I want to go? How long do I want the cruise to be? Do I want to do a river cruise or an ocean cruise? Because that's a whole other conversation.
Oh, gosh.
But simplistically, yeah. You know, we're doing this cruise down to Hobart at Tasmania next February. All you need to worry about is what sort of cabin do I want? Do I want an inside cabin, an ocean view, or do I want to go all rock star and get a suite?
Well, being a virgin myself, a cruising virgin, what is the best way to start with cruising? Do I want to do a one overnight situation? Do I want to start with a week? Where do I start? Do I start on a river? Do I start in the ocean?
Yeah, look.
Help!
Unfortunately, there's no river cruising in Australia. So to start in Australia.
What is it, a boat down the Yarra? Yeah. I can't even think where we go.
The Murray notwithstanding. Look, in Australia, we've got 3 or 4 night cruises. You don't do a one night cruise as a general rule.
Right.
There are some exceptions to that. But mainly it's a 2 or 3 night minimum. And it's you can do a cruise to nowhere. So like we did.
The last Pride cruise was. It just kind of went out and around and everyone partied and was on the boat and then came back. Or the other ones, that the one we did this weekend, went to an island and it had a day on the island, which was pretty cool.
So they're nice. And like the one we're doing in February, you actually go from Melbourne down to Burnie and you get off the ship. So it's only a day. You get back on the ship. Then we go around to Hobart, get off the ship, get back on the ship, and then come back to Melbourne. So it breaks it down. So if you're not sure, your time at sea is broken up by time on land. So that gives you a bit of a balance.
The tip that I would give is, looking at all of this can be really confusing. This is why asking someone who not only knows, or someone like Adam, who's a travel agent, that can do it for you, because you assume, oh, I'll look at the price and just start at this tier, but the middle range could be exactly what you need for your experience.
Mm.
So best to talk to someone who knows. Well, you can set sail for plenty of adults-only fun on the Island Fruits Virgin Mary's Gay Group Cruise from Melbourne to Tassie next February and get back-to-back 5-star, 5-night adventures as a part of it, and join like-minded people on the award-winning Virgin Voyages Resilient Lady.
Babes, you didn't mention before that it's adults only, so you've won me with that.
Oh, no kids. Yeah, no kids, by the way. Yeah,
brilliant. Brilliant.
I think that was literally the first line I'd normally go with.
Love.
Virgin Voyages, adults only.
Yeah.
Love. Well, you can find out more at pointsofdifference.com/joy. Adam, thank you so much for joining us this morning and making me a bit excited about maybe joining a gay cruise.
You would love cruising, Rach. You would, I guarantee. I love it and I know you would.
Yeah. Thank you. And it's absolutely fantastic to be here in studio in this amazing building.
Love. If only we were on the water. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.